Welcome to the Michael Yu podcast, and we have part three of the story of Oakwind. I'm calling this Big Challenges, but so where we left off last time was that we just had our grand opening party. We did a gigantic renovation that we sunk our life savings into, and we had all our hopes tied into this grand opening party at Oakwind. Where we invited a lot of the agents we thought would be a really great fit for the company, and it was kind of our coming out party with our new office and our new brand, and we were super excited about it, and very few people showed up. So we got valet parking, and it was quite a big letdown, and it got me very, very concerned. So at this party, basically it was just the agents that we had in the office. And you know, Morgan, Arlene, and I really went back and had a really tough conversation about, you know, the status of our company and what we were going to do. And I kind of went away and I really thought about, you know, our purpose, thought about if we made the wrong decision to open this big office, maybe we took too big of a risk. It was a really difficult time. So I actually went I went dark for a couple of days after the event, and I kind of took a little mini retreat for myself and did a bit of meditation and thinking about if we needed to make some major changes with the company in order for us to stimulate growth and stuff like that, which is what we were going to need if we were to support this big office that we just endeavored in. And it wasn't getting easier because every day that was going by, we had a bigger lease payment. We had, you know, there were some issues, some financial issues that, you know, in doing something of this magnitude that we did. And I kind of asked myself some existential questions about the brand and what we were doing and if we needed to make some changes. We built Oakwind to be a place that was based on our core values of putting people first, innovative service, creating a community, being a real estate nerd, leading by example, pursuing growth and learning, and embracing drive and change. And we're really big on professional development and trying to change the brokerage business from being a transactional, you know, business to a transformational business, to one that is about engaging with our agents and making them provide a great environment and platform for them to do their best work, and one where we're highly collaborative and open source with all of our information. And we built our company and we grew our company through serving our agents from great word of mouth and experience from our agents. And like I mentioned before, we never sent out advertisements. We never sent out email blasts. So I was thinking, should we send out an email blast? Should we, you know, should we get big billboards? Should we like start a calling campaign, a cold calling campaign to realtors? And I thought about it really deeply to try to stimulate growth in kind of that we needed for us to support the office. And I just kind of got the message to just keep going with exactly what we were doing. And I talked to some of the agents that we had in the office, and they just believed in what we were doing so much. And I just had so much faith in the agents that we had. So we just decided to do exactly the same thing we were doing, to serve and support the agents, to put their interests first, to help them professionally develop and focus on education and their businesses, and just getting the word of mouth. And a couple pretty miraculous things happened, and we got really lucky. So around 2015, there was a sudden surge in the market. So The real estate market in Vancouver was just doing so amazing. Like, it was just like picking up steam and doing really well. And a lot of our agents were doing so well and selling tons of properties. And they were meeting with other agents from other brokerages that were listing properties and buying properties. And each of those agents that we had was almost like, just really, when they would ask about Oakwind, they would say such great things and raving reviews of the office. And so we grew in our first year from, you know, and after a rocky start, like, the agents really came through. The agents that we had really came through. They recommended a bunch of agents, and I was pretty vulnerable with a couple of them and telling them that, hey, you know, I really love working with you and I want to keep the lights on, and I hope you would don't mind recommending a few realtors to us. And they did, and they did that more, like, in such a big way. So in 1 year, we grew from having about 30 realtors to having over 100. So we grew 300% in that first year. And, you know, there was such a, like, then that buzz was just starting to come with the company and in the industry and in with a lot of other agents that, you know, that this was really the company to watch out for. We're doing things the right way, investing in our realtors, investing in education, being really collaborative. And in that growth, it was super exciting for the partners and for us as the team. And it was really exciting. But I made a big mistake. So our great grand wizard that we had in our company, Ashley Wilson, she's such a trooper. She's our one of our great staff, you know, our old first staff. And we started hiring a few people, but definitely not enough to support the growth in our company. And we hired some really great people. So that's who's been on the pod a couple times, our only repeat guest, Amanda Lehman Choi. Ace, we call her in the office. She, you know, we hired her as one of our first receptionists. We also hired Amber Arden, who's our agent manager now, and Mesa. We call her M-Bot at the office because she has no personality. and they, you know, these amazing people, these amazing staff that just came, you know, to support it. But we didn't do that enough. And Ashley, without, you know, putting it, you know, she said it to me verbally a few times, and maybe I was just too stubborn to listen, that it was just an overloaded amount of work. And there was kind of a burnout or a health issue. And, you know, she got some perspective as she was taking a break, and we support, you know, and basically she decided not to come back because it was just not the right thing for her at the time. And that was a really big blow for me. From the company, Ashley was really like my real solid rock, and someone that is like such a, like, I think of her as like a, like, she's a really close friend. I still think of her as a friend, but, you know, and we built something really amazing together, you know, with the partners. All of us did something really, and she added so much, but, you know, I didn't see the signs. I wasn't picking up the cues. Shortly after we opened the office and we're getting through the first bit of our growth here, she left, and I think she had every right to leave. And it's one of the things that kind of haunts me as a, you know, because I love, like, something that I discovered as we started the company and as we have been growing Oakwind, was that, like, I love the staff. Like, I really love hiring staff. I really love hanging out with the staff. I really like seeing them grow and seeing them do some cool stuff, and I'm really inspired by their stories and seeing them, you know, seeing us as a community kind of grow the company. It's been really, really such a journey to see someone like, for example, I mentioned Ace, who started as a receptionist, and now she's our director of brand at the company. So she's gone through all the levels. She's gone through conveyancing. She's done accounting stuff. She's basically done everything. She knows more about brokerages than anyone. And, you know, Ambo as well, like, you know, starting at reception and, you know, going into agent management. Now she's training with human resources stuff. And there's just like, there's countless stories like this where, you know, we just see this amazing growth in these young people. And we're just so excited to kind of, like, I'm super excited. And that's what really helps to keep me motivated and inspired, is these people that we get to work with every day and the staff. And yeah, so that was a big letdown. And I wish I would have done things differently, and I hope that I've learned from my mistakes. And yeah, and so we, you know, we started the first year, we went from 30 to 100 realtors, which was pretty spectacular growth. And, you know, we started to catch some eyes and stuff like that. I got some weird phone calls and some people that came in to meet with me to potentially buy our company and do some things together. And like, I had no interest in that. I think that we're onto something. And so, you know, we had lots of different opportunities from that perspective, but that was never, it's not happening. So, you know, we've had some of those different, I don't even call them opportunities, options, but they're not even, we would never consider that. And yeah, so we grew the office, and every year, you know, I think to some degree it was because, number one, it was because the people we had, the agents we had in the office that supported us and recommended 1,000,001 agents to us. We got some of the like really awesome agents that year. We got Lee Bryant, who is, I think he's on the MLS top agent last year, and Jessica Chen and some like Voy Wong, and like we got a bunch of really, really great agents, and they recommended so many people. Christia Secco, like we got some really, I don't want to name drop too many people because there's like a number of amazing people that have joined. And so that was kind of our first wave of agents, and they're so cool, they're so awesome. They recommended us to a bunch of people, so we grew to about 100 agents. And then the market started really picking up, so we kind of got lucky. So one part is the people, and the second part was the market. We got really lucky. The market started picking up. You know, we had an educational program called Oakwood University that a lot of new agents wanted to join. And we also had a lot of experienced agents that are seeing our deal counts. And our deal counts were really, really high. In our agency, we have a very high average earnings per realtor. And we also have a very high number of sales per realtor. So people started kind of taking notice that, you know, we're growing in agent count, but we're also growing in the number of transactions. And it felt like for a long time, it feels like now, you know, I see a lot of Oakwood on most listings and condos that are out there, and it's really exciting to see. And so we just started creating this really great organic wave of agents that have come by. So every year we have a theme. Every year we had a theme. So the first year that we started operating our headquarters, we had the theme was to make it happen, and because we got the new office, we made it happen. And we have a theme every year. So our themes of the year that we have, and that's the theme of the year that we have at Oakwood. It goes from leadership at Oakwood to the agents, to the clients, to the staff. Everyone has the same theme. So the first theme we had was to make it happen. The second theme we had was to create raving fans. So we wanted to create this like amazing group of like raving fan realtors and raving fan clients and raving fan staff that just loved our company, that would like tell everyone about it, and kind of like, and we wanted our agents to like do such great service to their buyers and sellers that those buyers and sellers would have to say what a great realtor they had. And so we really encouraged agents to step it up with their service and marketing. And we stepped it up with education and support and services to our realtors. And then the next year after that, which we grew from 100 to 200 realtors, our theme was to stand out. So because there were so many agents that were joining into the business at that time in 2016, we needed to stand out as an agency. So we really challenged our agents to market themselves, to put themselves a little bit out there, to do the little extra things to stand out. And we did stand out as a company as well. And we grew from about 100 agents to 200, a little over 200 realtors in that year. And then, and now we're a little over 400 realtors. We're at 412 realtors at Oakwind. And I was so glad that we just stayed with the same culture and stayed with the same methodology for our business throughout the whole process. And in that whole time as well, just to rewind a little bit, we opened up a second office, Oakwind downtown, because we had so many agents living and working out of downtown. That was a very big renovation. It was 5,500 square feet. We have pet names for the offices. So our headquarters office on Oak and 16th, we call it the Pirate Ship, because I was really into the Pirates of the Caribbean for some weird reason, and I don't know why, I thought it was kind of weird, but so I call HQ the Pirate Ship. And this office, I'm actually in downtown right now recording this pod, it's called the Enterprise because it's on the fourth floor, so it's like kind of high above, and it's a penthouse suite. So the Enterprise is from Star Trek. It's the craft that Jean-Luc Picard and Captain Kirk flew through space. So this is the Enterprise. So we renovated the Enterprise, and basically we kind of kept things going, and kept the growth going. Through that as well. It was a big renovation here too. And this time we got our loan, which was really good. We got our loan this time. And, you know, it's funny when things are going well, that's when the bank gives you money. But when you're just getting started, when you actually could use it, that's when they're nowhere to be found. But anyways, my gripes about banks aside. So we just had this amazing growth, and we tried to maintain culture. But in this growth, you know, we've evolved ourselves as well, as best as we could. So that was the kind of the next phase for us. And, you know, we still believe in the same things. The growth strategy is still the same. We want to serve and support our realtors. It's all about the realtor in our office, because the realtor is the one that supports the buyers and sellers in the marketplace. So we're always going to be a what we call a bottom-up company, which is focused on serving the realtor. So our job as an agency is to serve and support the realtor. So the realtor actually works. We work for the realtor. And the realtor puts their client above. They serve and support the buyers and sellers that they serve. So they understand their interests. They get to know them personally and what they're looking for. They set a plan, they make a goal, and they make it happen. And so for us, it's all linear. So how we, like, it's the golden rule, how treat unto others as you want to be treated yourself. So we always have that as kind of our dominant, predominant thought. Like, how can we serve the realtor? So that's always been the same. And we have a lot of exciting future things that are happening in the company. So that was part three. And part four, we're going to talk about something different. But that was part three in the story of Oakwind. Here we are today. Oh, we also have two other branch offices. We have the office in, I don't want to make this a huge advertisement for Oakwind, but we have the office in a branch office, which is not a full operating brokerage, but it's a, you know, branch office affiliated with our pirate ship, the headquarters office in Olympic Village, run by Amar Pal and Chris DeFazio, great guys. And they run the Vancouver condo team. They're awesome guys, and they live and work in the area. And also we have one in in Lower Lonsdale in North Vancouver, run by Kit and Coop, who are awesome agents, and we have a contingent of great North Van agents there as well. And we just opened an office in Coquitlam, which I'll talk a little bit more about our future plans in the next pod. So that's kind of where we're at right now, and things are much better through our problems, issues, and things, and we're still growing, we're still learning, but it's a little bit of behind the scenes. So until next time, thank you for listening to the Michael U podcast, and have a great day.